Hare Krishna. Yesterday I came across a good example of the destructive effect of what Prabhupada would call bogus yogis and so-called philosophies. And I was in Liverpool and I stopped this young man in early 30s. And he was dressed, he was a working man, a hat, woolly hat, and stopped him, and he's very nice, very polite, and we started talking. I put a Bhagavad Gita in his hand, and he says, "Oh, I read these books." I said, "Oh, really?" He says, "Yeah, you know Krishnamurti." I said, "Well, I know of him, but I haven't read his stuff." He says, "Yeah, I've been reading his books for the past few years. I think he said 4 years." He says, "And it," and I said, "So, and what happened?" He says, "Well, I'm really, really confused, and I don't know what I'm doing with my life, or who am I, or where I'm going." I said, "Really? That was the result of your reading Krishnamurti?" And then we talked. So then I just explained to him, "Well, you read these books and you won't be confused. Bhagavad Gita starts off by explaining how we're not this body, how we're spirit soul." And then he says, "Well, isn't it that we're actually, in the ultimate issue, we don't exist, that we're nothing?" I said, "No, not really. That's a misunderstanding. Where do you get that from?" And of course, he got that from Krishnamurti. He said, "Yeah, I've, you know, I come to the understanding from what I was reading that, you know, ultimately nothing means everything. Everything is meaningless. And there's no purpose to life, and that I don't exist. So I've really lost all impetus to life. You know, I'm not interested in working or my family and so on." And I can't remember his name. He said, "Well, hold on. That's not exactly the way it goes." And then, of course, he asked the $64,000 question, "Well, you mean Krishnamurti is wrong?" I said, "Well, yeah, that's not what Krishna originally says. If he's Krishnamurti and he's supposed to be following Krishna, he's following the Vedas. Vedas don't say that. They say that you exist and the world is real, although it's not our permanent place." And then, of course, I explained to him the difference between that which is unreal and that which is temporary, and that the ultimate reality is that which is eternal, and also the eternality of the soul. And he was struggling. He was a nice person, an open person. But you could see what happens to an open person when they have the misfortune to come in contact with real rascals, that they really poisons a person's mind. And it was, I don't usually talk to people on Sankirtan for more than a minute or two at the most. But I probably spent about 10 minutes to him just to sort of get across the principle of existence, reality, that he was the soul and that he was conscious. And of course, finally, the real turning point came when he said, "Well, Krishnamurti says that we shouldn't listen to anyone or we shouldn't accept any guru," because I told him that ultimately he needs more than just books, he also needs a guru. And of course, that's Krishnamurti's classical failing that Srila Prabhupada also responded to. And so I did in kind, and I told him, "Well, Krishnamurti says don't listen to anyone, but he's saying listen to me and don't listen to anyone." So that sort of clicked with him, and he realized the contradiction in that saying. And that was sort of an end in which the lights came on a little, and he recognized that other things that Krishnamurti said may similarly not be making sense, because this was complete nonsense. Is that, you know, I'm telling you not to listen to anybody. So, and it was a shame. That's the type, he was the type of person that when you read on this piece, say, well, he's a real devotee, he's a real potential devotee. And he probably continues to be a potential devotee. But you can see here someone who, you know, lost all concept of the fact that he exists, lost all faith in the reality of the world, any purpose to life. Not the purpose just even being sense gratification, but purpose being liberation. And that's the poisonous effect of Mayavad philosophy or of just absolute stupidity. And how many vulnerable people are there out there who are really open, are ready, are inquisitive, but they come in contact with the wrong thing. And when they come in contact with the wrong thing, they get really wrongfully misled. So Srila Prabhupada was very strong and very outspoken with these people, about these people, because as Ishopanishad says, they are killers of the soul, and there's no real purpose in our mincing our words. That's exactly what they're doing. And this was a good example with this very nice young man of how he was poisoned. It was like someone was trying to kill this person's chances of spiritual understanding by taking advantage of his vulnerability, of his openness, and contaminating him with all kinds of foolishness. Of course, you could always say, well, that's his karma, that's his misfortune, as Prabhupada says, but the business of devotees is to make unfortunate people fortunate. And we certainly have the opportunity of doing that, and that's what preaching is about, that's what book distribution is about. Let's not let people get eaten by these wolves, but let's really give them Krishna consciousness. And when we meet people who unfortunately have become misled, then let's just try and help them stay or come back onto the right path. Fortunately, the bottom line was is that he took a Bhagavatam and a Bhagavad Gita, or maybe an SSR and a Bhagavad Gita, and he went away a little lighter, feeling good by his own testimony, and hopeful and enthusiastic to read Srila Prabhupada books, which no doubt will certainly clear up his misgivings. Hare Krishna.